英语听力模拟试题34。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Did you bring a sweater?
I don't need one. I was out all day shopping, and I was perfectly comfortable in this dress.
Yeah, but you know the park is close to the water. Trust me, you're going to get cold.
Pardon me, sir. Is this your ticket?
Oh.Thank you, young lady. I would have hated to arrive at the front of the line and not have what I need to get into the show. Is this shirt on sale?
No, it's full price today. But you know that we're having our annual store-wide sale next week, right?
Do you still hang out with Jill?
I can't stand her anymore. She takes everything so seriously, and she acts like I should be more serious too. Everyone knows I like to joke around.
That's true, but maybe you could try being a bit more mature around her.
No way! I shouldn't have to change who I am.
Good afternoon. My name is Hank Atkins, and I have an appointment with Dr. Jensen at 3:30. Sorry I'm a little late, but I had to lock up the camera store where I work.
Mr. Atkins, it's after 4 o'clock. I'm sorry, but you'll have to make another appointment.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
What did you do today? Did you go to see a show on Broadway?
No, I went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. They had an amazing exhibition of paintings by Paul Klee. Do you know his works?
Yeah, but I don't really like him. I prefer art that looks like actual things, not unusual shapes.
It sounds like you would be a fan of photography then.
I am.But I also like paintings that look so real that they could be photographs.
Those bore me. I mean, I don't really need to see a bowl of fruit. I like to see paintings that show the imaginations of the artists who created them.
What did you do today? Did you go to see a show on Broadway?
No, I went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. They had an amazing exhibition of paintings by Paul Klee. Do you know his works?
Yeah, but I don't really like him. I prefer art that looks like actual things, not unusual shapes.
It sounds like you would be a fan of photography then.
I am. But I also like paintings that look so real that they could be photographs.
Those bore me. I mean, I don't really need to see a bowl of fruit. I like to see paintings that show the imaginations of the artists who created them.
So, what brings you into my office today, Claire?
Well, Professor Brown, I'm graduating this spring, and I think I want to get an advanced degree after graduation.
That's a good idea. You don't need a master's degree in the field of engineering, but you will have more options.
Yes, I know. I was wondering if you'd be willing to write a letter of recommendation for me.
Of course. You've been a wonderful research assistant for the past 2 years, and you were a great student in my class the year before as well.
Do you know of any schools I should consider? I'm particularly interested in ones that are supportive of women. This is a difficult field for us.
Yes, you should think about applying to Caltech. It is ranked one of the top 10 engineering programs for women. So, what brings you into my office today, Claire?
Well, Professor Brown, I'm graduating this spring, and I think I want to get an advanced degree after graduation.
That's a good idea. You don't need a master's degree in the field of engineering, but you will have more options.
Yes, I know. I was wondering if you'd be willing to write a letter of recommendation for me.
Of course. You've been a wonderful research assistant for the past 2 years, and you were a great student in my class the year before as well.
Do you know of any schools I should consider? I'm particularly interested in ones that are supportive of women. This is a difficult field for us.
Yes, you should think about applying to Caltech. It is ranked one of the top 10 engineering programs for women.
Have you been working out more than usual? You look great.
Yeah, thanks for noticing. I've always been big on exercise, but for the last 3 months, I've also been doing yoga.
Really? I never thought of you as the yoga type.
Yeah, well, I take classes 3 days a week.
Whoa, that's a lot of exercise. I've been practicing yoga for years, but I only take classes on Friday nights. So, what kind of class are you taking? Is it a relaxing class, or one that gets your heart rate up?
I found a special class for serious athletes. A lot of us in there are really strong, but not that flexible. The class doesn't make us sweat a lot, but it does help us to stretch our muscles. The teacher says yoga will protect us from hurting ourselves while playing sports.
It's probably good that you have a special class. Athletes are people who are used to being good at things. It's hard to be good at yoga when you first start learning.
Definitely. In a regular yoga class, I'd probably be the worst in the class.
Have you been working out more than usual? You look great.
Yeah, thanks for noticing. I've always been big on exercise, but for the last 3 months, I've also been doing yoga.
Really? I never thought of you as the yoga type.
Yeah, well, I take classes 3 days a week.
Whoa, that's a lot of exercise. I've been practicing yoga for years, but I only take classes on Friday nights. So, what kind of class are you taking? Is it a relaxing class, or one that gets your heart rate up?
I found a special class for serious athletes. A lot of us in there are really strong, but not that flexible. The class doesn't make us sweat a lot, but it does help us to stretch our muscles. The teacher says yoga will protect us from hurting ourselves while playing sports.
It's probably good that you have a special class. Athletes are people who are used to being good at things. It's hard to be good at yoga when you first start learning.
Definitely. In a regular yoga class, I'd probably be the worst in the class. Can I help you find something?
I'm looking for a graduation gift for my sister.
Is it for her college graduation?
No, high school. She'll be going to a university in the fall. I thought it would be nice to send her off with a computer.
That's a great idea.
I'm not sure if I should buy a laptop or a desktop.
A lot of people give laptops as graduation gifts. College students appreciate small, portable computers that they can use in class.
Really? I was in college 15 years ago and almost no one had computers in class.
It's extremely common now. Why don't you take a look at this? It's from Hewlett-Packard and it's a laptop and tablet in one. You just remove the keyboard and it's a tablet. It's perfect for playing games or using Facebook.
I don't think that's a good idea. My sister should be focused on her studies, not games and social media.
That makes sense. There are plenty of other options. Take a look at this one. It is called an Ultrabook. It's very fast, but surprisingly lightweight. Unfortunately, the price is a bit higher.
I don't mind. I want to get my sister something that will really help her.
Great. It's an investment in her education. Can I help you find something?
I'm looking for a graduation gift for my sister.
Is it for her college graduation?
No, high school. She'll be going to a university in the fall. I thought it would be nice to send her off with a computer.
That's a great idea.
I'm not sure if I should buy a laptop or a desktop.
A lot of people give laptops as graduation gifts. College students appreciate small, portable computers that they can use in class.
Really? I was in college 15 years ago and almost no one had computers in class.
It's extremely common now. Why don't you take a look at this? It's from Hewlett-Packard and it's a laptop and tablet in one. You just remove the keyboard and it's a tablet. It's perfect for playing games or using Facebook.
I don't think that's a good idea. My sister should be focused on her studies, not games and social media.
That makes sense. There are plenty of other options. Take a look at this one. It is called an Ultrabook. It's very fast, but surprisingly lightweight. Unfortunately, the price is a bit higher.
I don't mind. I want to get my sister something that will really help her.
Great. It's an investment in her education.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
As you all know, 2013 has been one of the driest years on record for California. Going into the year 2014, it seems this trend will continue. This could now be one of the driest years in the past 500 years. We're all here at this conference to try to come up with a plan for using the water we still have. Many of our community's water sources are at only 15 to 20% of normal, and it doesn't look like we will be getting rain anytime soon. So, what's to be done? First, I'd like to point out the examples of some places that are now requiring their residents to use less water. Last Tuesday, the Marin Water Company asked its customers to use 25% less water. Already, the Santa Cruz Water Department has banned watering plants between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. It has also forbidden the filling of swimming pools and has ordered restaurants not to serve water unless customers request it. Anyone who doesn't obey these new laws for the first time will get a warning. But after that, fines begin at $100. Are these the best ways to conserve the little water we have left? We need to come up with a reasonable plan to either find other sources of water or prevent people and companies from using too much. As you all know, 2013 has been one of the driest years on record for California. Going into the year 2014, it seems this trend will continue. This could now be one of the driest years in the past 500 years. We're all here at this conference to try to come up with a plan for using the water we still have. Many of our community's water sources are at only 15 to 20% of normal, and it doesn't look like we will be getting rain anytime soon. So, what's to be done? First, I'd like to point out the examples of some places that are now requiring their residents to use less water. Last Tuesday, the Marin Water Company asked its customers to use 25% less water. Already, the Santa Cruz Water Department has banned watering plants between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. It has also forbidden the filling of swimming pools and has ordered restaurants not to serve water unless customers request it. Anyone who doesn't obey these new laws for the first time will get a warning. But after that, fines begin at $100. Are these the best ways to conserve the little water we have left? We need to come up with a reasonable plan to either find other sources of water or prevent people and companies from using too much.
听力部分到此结束。